to Thursday, as long as the station lasts. It's John Holmberg here. There's Brady Bogan. Creepy E. Big Dick Toledo. We're back. Hopefully for another hour's worth of amazing radio, and then we can just talk to people on the internet for a little while.
Let's talk about it,
we
John.
We are not allowed to talk about it. It's an investigation by the feds.
There's a bump in the road
the
yesterday.
The feds, and because we're the station involved, we're not allowed. I have some information.
What?
Yes.
Got exclusive.
It's kind of cool.
Spill it.
Well, we're not allowed to spill it. I would love to spill it, but we're not allowed because
garbage.
If it's wrong, then the dude has to go. And so they've got a guy.
You know his name?
No, I know nothing. So we'll talk about this as we find out more and more. But basically,
in a Pratt shirt.
It was vandalism. It was definitely Dave Pratt related. Yeah. We're not allowed to talk about it.
But let's not talk about it.
But that that just insufferable Pratt is definitely behind this. So, but we cannot say a word about it.
Ooh, was it his kid?
He wanted to. It's all of his kids. His whole family was up. They had a picnic, had a breakfast, and then a. But we can't bring it up. Whole family did it. Dog, whole deal went up
drugs.
There with a little basket. Oh, I don't even know. But I don't know. I don't know if you need them. I don't. When you're as high on delusion as he is, do you need drugs? But he is.
Well, there are other suspects out there.
No suspects. No. Caught.
Hot.
It's locked in, but we can't talk about how Dave Pratt did this. We cannot bring that up. So jealous, so bitter, so sad, but we are not allowed to bring it up. So it is out there as a non-factor. So just wash it from your minds on what happened yesterday. It was vandalism by Dave Pratt.
We had a fun streaming show.
Yeah, it was fun.
We got heated at time.
We got a thing it was great. And we had a moment where we talked about, I got a text yesterday that said, listening to the rebroadcast here as I walked my dog and just heard the phrase Brady's mom squirts and I had to let my dog loose and just lay down here in the desert. And I started laughing and I'm like, well, you weren't here for the 10:30 retort on text from Brady's mother that said, it said, I do not squirt. Which I think she thinks we're talking about incontinence, right? She doesn't know.
I did not go.
Did you talk to your mother?
Said, okay.
Did you talk yesterday at all about female orgasmic incontinence with your mom?
No.
No.
You pretended it didn't happen, right?
Well, yeah. We got on a discussion, and because you're basically looking at 24 hours away from your procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom then tells me a story. It's great because you get stories that you never hear before.
Yeah.
My uncle.
This would be good.
At your age.
Yeah.
Went in, got clipped.
Yep.
And circumcised.
Why?
He never was circumcised.
Oh, that's too many needles.
And then got on a plane.
Yeah.
To go to work.
That's a man.
Yeah, I've heard one side and I've heard the other. Yesterday.
And my dad got circumcised when he was 12.
Oh, God.
I'll never forget that.
So that
I knew it at that point.
I don't know. It's
just let the flap hang and then.
And I asked my mom, why did Uncle Mike do that? Well, problem for the sex. Feels better.
Supposedly, it doesn't. Supposedly.
Well, I don't know.
They're sexual beings,
yeah.
Brady.
If it would feel better, it would feel better. And your mom's not a squirter. At least you got that. You don't have to think about that anymore.
You didn't mention that, though.
No.
That didn't come up ever.
But what I've heard about circumcisions and stuff, if you let that go for a long time and then cut it off, the tip is so sensitive, it's insane. But if you have the thing, it keeps the tip sensitive, so sex is better for an uncircumcised guy.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
The entire time. A circumcised guy.
Which is nuts to me.
It's super sensitive.
Opposite, because the tip is rubbing up against your pants or your jeans all the time. It numbs it a little bit over time.
Oh, well.
But if you're circumcised.
I heard it was sensitive.
It is. If you're not circumcised.
I'd be a wreck if I'm uncircumcised.
Me too. Well, if you're uncircumcised, the tip is super sensitive because it's always protected. So when it's out, it's like, woohoo!
And it's a weird little pink
thing.
And
it's that weird little, it's like the dog pee-pee. And then when you aren't, or when you are at an early age, it gets less sensitive. Sex is less of a sensitive.
I'm always curious about women on this, because, I have
no, they've got it. Visually and stuff, an uncircumcised dork is just weird.
Well, they obviously get used to it. I mean, they still get married and stuff, too.
Yeah, circumcised guys. But I bet you there's a few times where, that look is like, oh, no, he's one of those.
I guess at first.
Yeah.
If you're the dude, you got to warn every girl you're with. Like, all right, just FYI.
Yeah.
There's a sock down there.
Yeah. The Q-tips that you got to use to clean that thing out.
Is it a deal breaker? I guess it
probably
could be.
For some, it would be, yeah. Sure, absolutely. Well, that one porn girl that came in here said she doesn't like circumcised ones because they're just too strange looking and they feel weird. All right, whatever. You're a porn girl. You do what you want. Yeah, the vasectomy stories are coming at me fast and furious. Yesterday, I was
if he did that, then
sure.
You know,
well, that's one guy.
I can't imagine the circumcision.
My doctor,
and then getting on a plane.
Yeah, but that's just, you know, he's probably still all numb for out. He's so many needles in him that he probably, after the plane ride is the interesting story. When he got off the plane, started walking around because you can sit down for 4 hours, you'll be fine.
He's probably walking like a cowboy.
Yeah, like he's walking like Jill and Lisa after Valentine's Day.
I said, was he going on vacation or was it work? And my dad goes, well, I don't think you'd go on vacation right after you're circumcised. Why would you do that?
To show that
you're
bad boy off to
any,
some
no,
tranny
you're
hookers.
You're not ready to go.
Sure you are.
This is a great conversation.
So
you
went home
family.
Yesterday, talked about dicks, but the squirting thing's right out.
Well, the only reason, because we were driving, and I go, there's my, we're on Lindsay and Pecos dropping some.
That's where I'm getting my vasectomy.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's urology. There's John's going there tomorrow.
Why?
You know, your Uncle Mike.
Yeah. Everybody's got a story. I drove back from the gym yesterday, and as I was passing a car dealership, they had this two-door Jeep Rubicon sitting on a thing, and I'm like, let's take a gander at that, you know, a little two-door banger. Said, you know.
For sale, like a.
Yeah, it was for sale. Yeah. So, no, it was at the dealership. So I'm driving, it's up on the, you know, on those little ramps they put up by the road.
The showcase.
Show. So I'm like, I'll go take a gander at that. Took a look at it, and I'm sitting.
You got a new Jeep then.
Almost, right. So I'm in there. I didn't like it. I didn't like these. Oh. Somebody had done a barbed wire pinstripe on it, and I'm like, talk about a deal breaker. That's silly looking. So I was cool. Everything else they had done to it looked good, and it was newer. And so anyway, I was just looking at it. And I sit down, and a guy comes up, and he goes, just because it's you, just wanted to let you know, vasectomy, if I had to do it again today, I'd do it right now. I said it was absolutely painless, no problems, cake, easy. And he goes, I know it's a little bit weird for a guy who's never met another guy to wander up to him and tell him, your balls are going to feel great. You'll be fine. He goes, because I also have a meaty, loose sack. And I'm like, well, thank you. Guy from Camelback Hyundai.
Hello, random person.
There you go. Will not be doing a deal.
No, I'm fine with that. And I said, wouldn't it be great if guys did do that? Hey, how are your balls today, buddy? How are your balls? You feeling good? Because that's really all we're concerned about. Is our balls in good shape? Are we feeling all right? Are they going to be active today? Yeah, hope your balls do well. We should wish each other luck. I hope your balls get drained today, buddy.
Start like right in the middle of a conversation.
Right.
Like, just pick right up where we were.
All right, it's good to meet you. I hope your balls get work today. I hope your balls get work.
Have a good one.
It's like these little unemployed twins that hang around us all day, and you're just looking for work for them all the time. Constantly looking for a job for them to do. And if not, you'll put them to work with you. But otherwise, it's, you know, it was really kind of funny because then another guy came over and said, I had hernia surgery just this week. I'm like, if you get hernia surgery and you're out here, you know, humping it on a car lot, you'll be fine. I said, I'm just worried about the needle. I don't even care if it hurts afterwards.
Funnier than that. It seems like every time I go into a Home Depot, I'm getting yelled at from down the aisle. Yeah. Hey, was that capsation really hot?
Yeah. People just fire off. Like, yeah.
All right, man.
Try it out.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, there's some in aisle 10. Go get some.
My trainer yesterday comes up to me and says, Jason from Fit It. Comes up and he goes, what do you do when somebody tries to shake your hand like this? Then I put my hand out and we shake hands and I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, what do you do? I just shake back? What are you saying that you, because the grip is normal? I'm like, everything feels normal here. And he goes, oh, all right, never mind. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes,
the Bader.
Because the thing on the internet that's been up for a month is me getting choked out by Bader.
I'm pretty annoyed by it by now.
That thing.
Can't open the damn app without that.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Video. 35 seconds. You guys could do that faster?
We tried. But me getting knocked out takes 35 seconds. 35 beautiful seconds. Yeah, so it was a, Yeah, people just think that we are constantly remembering it. Like, I'm the Rolodex of, I don't remember yesterday's show, and it was pretty memorable. We didn't do anything for the last hour because it was off the air, so it didn't really matter. But yeah, it's kind of weird. Just because it's you, man. I want to talk about your balls for a second. Pleasure. Brian, Camelback Hyundai.
So tonight, your last...
this is it.
Last night, huh?
Last night, officially, of shooting live rounds.
Are you going to just, like,
empty
machine gun?
What's that?
You're going to empty the tanks.
Oh, they're going to be... they're going to be... Actually, you know what I might do is just keep them full for Dr. Lin.
No.
Yeah. And just to see if I can squirt while he's shooting. Once he touches it.
What if there's a complication, John?
There will be. You're clipping lines. It's like kinking a hose.
Can't get through the bag.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how it
what
works.
What if he loses his tool inside your bag?
The needle broke.
That's not science at all.
The needle broke.
No. See, my balls, because of all that skin, aren't even in play. They're down so low, he doesn't even have to move or touch them, which is the best part.
This could be the last time you have sex.
You're talking about 7 minutes, Eric. It's in
there's small weights on
sure,
a curtain.
No problem. You'll be fine.
I know. Yeah. I'm not even worried about it. I just don't want that needle. I don't even care if there's complications. Cut them off. What do I care? Keep the boner intact. I'm fine. Lucy, I'll take some testosterone pills.
It's got to be hard.
It's a big deal.
Hard to get hard.
Nope.
Balls.
Without them, who knows?
Maybe for a while.
They got pills. They got sprays. They got lotions. Don't care. Might be a couple days where you're like, I'm not. My balls are falling off. And
they're missing, and it's
my friend is
really
sad.
Weird to
my
me.
My friend has lost his buddies. His pants pals are gone. Now he's only got
John
this asshole to talk
John doesn't
want to
play anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I'll play. Don't worry. Me and that guy will find a way. We've been doing it for a long time. I'll make him work. But, yeah, the only thing I hate on the idea of the vasectomy is the needle. The needle's the – and I don't like needles. Like, I can watch everything on – the trauma in the ER shows and Nightmare, that Night Watch show where that lady's just sitting there in the hospital and they took her shirt off for a second and her tendons were out. I've never seen a tendon before like that. It's like, okay, no, don't clip that. That's a tendon. That looked like a piece of the shirt. Don't clip that. That's her tendons and her elbow.
How big's the needle?
Not very. No, if he comes at me...
Bigger the better, Eric.
Yeah, if he comes at me with a, you know, one of those, they put it in your back for a spinal tap needles.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just kick him right square in his little Asian face and I'll run out of there. I'm done. No. Uh-uh.
He's, not happening.
He's just one shot. No, that is a butter knife. You're not putting that anywhere near it. And I'll just kick him in his face and I'll leave. I still have rights just because I've signed up for this.
You can cancel it.
Yeah, there
Once
is no
lock
like.
You in, it's over.
Yeah, unless they strap me down to the table. Otherwise, I can still kick and scream, and I'm willing to do it. Yeah, all my emails, I've got one side of vasectomy stories. On the other side, I've got the, you know, people are like, nothing to it, man. And it's always the guys who brag like it was the most manly thing. I jogged 14 miles. Right off the table. Got up and jogged home. No, you didn't. I'm a man. I'd do a vasectomy again just for the fun of it.
I've gone back yearly.
Yeah, I go back annually and just revisit it.
Just cut me open again, Doc.
Poke around in there again because I'm manly. And then other guys are like, my balls were black and blue for 6 days. I cried myself to sleep regularly. And I don't know what happened, but it didn't. And Dr. Lynn said, with the meaty skin situation I've got down there, he said, hey, your balls won't even feel it. Your balls are so far away from what I'm going to be doing. My meaty, thick, loose sack. I just love that it was described medically by somebody. Oh, great. This is meaty and loose and thick. We'll have no problem here. I'm like, balls aren't going to be any... Nope. Even if you're cold and they shrink up, I can get in there. That's how meaty and loose and thick you are. Too bad about your penis being so unlike the rest of you. I know. Not hard to move that out of the way. It's doing its own job. Anyway, again, people will be asking what happened yesterday, why did you go off the air, all that stuff. And we can only tell you that we are not allowed to talk about it because it's a federal investigation on Dave Pratt's family. What a bitter prick. Insufferable bitter prick. But yeah, had you tuned into that app, you know, it'll get you right on to if at any time. The radio airwaves drop again, and we lose our, you know, some nutball tries to silence. The quote yesterday was, silence the voice of Phoenix. That'll be in the report. Just go to the internets, the interwebs. You can go to our 98kupd.com thing, and we won't lose a single soul. Just pop it up on your phone. I know you're going to have some of those people are like, I can't use up all my data because, you know, it's the middle of the month, and I got 14 days left. I get it. But most of you can find us on the thing if you want to go there. That way you don't have to listen to Ian.
He's a good man.
He's a great guy, but I just don't understand what he says.
Not at all. I was lost. He had to tell me the same thing three times in the break room.
Right.
I asked him yesterday.
What'd you say?
You working out at that boxing thing you keep talking about. Is it like boxing?
9 rounds is a place you go. You just get 9 rounds in each one, 2 minutes and then a minute rest.
I'm like, well, okay. Is it boxing or not?
Right, it's pugilism. With it, get in there, you go about, you run in, you muckety muck with a bag, you route.
You stop for tea in the middle.
Do you like it or not?
Yes, I'm having a great time. Never work out like that. Mucking it up with a bag. Is that...
He likes...
And are you saying yes or no?
I like mucking it up. Never done that.
You get to spar?
There are people who do that. I muck it up with a bag.
Okay. But...
Set up.
He mucks it up, I guess. Just muck it up with a bag.
Marcus of Queensbury style.
Are you going to keep doing it? I'm enjoying pugilism. I'm going to be a professional pugilist. Not like Ricky Hatton. I like the shorts.
There's only one Ricky Hatton.
There's only one Ricky Hatton. And he's buying cocaine and eating all the cake. Let's get ourselves a wake-up song for this radio station that works again. 602-260-9800. Maybe a song about saboteurs. Think about it. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
From the new ACUNA.com studios, this is the Big Red Radio, 98KUPD Tempe, Phoenix.